Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Lenny Nails Dykstra here on the Jake Brown Show again. Glad to be back and still above ground.
And welcome to the Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. The stretch run, the final 2 weeks of the program. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, at Jake Brown Radio, at Jake Brown Show, to find out where we go next. In the building right now for a third time, had to bring him in one last time before we end the show, is former Mets great, former Phillies great, a three-time All-Star with the Phillies, a World Series champion with the Mets, Lenny Nails Dykstra. Lenny, what's up, man?
Hey, great to be here, man. Great to be here, and it's a privilege to have you on your show. You have one more after me, which will probably be a hot chick, I'm sure.
At 4:30, she's 43, but she's definitely still good looking.
I got trapped by a 44-year-old not too long ago, actually.
Well, what's the video you posted on Twitter with a middle-aged woman? Explain what happened.
I got taken advantage of.
How so?
Well, I mean, I was, just in the stores are a little different here in New York. They're like deli type, and so I was just, cruising for my ramen soup, because in the cooler, ramen soup is currency. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get used to it, Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I saw her and the wrap started going in. So I went from my B wrap to my A wrap. Next thing I know, I'm waking up on the 150th floor on Park Avenue, living like the dream. But she used me,
What did she do?
She used me.
Sexually?
Took advantage of me. Yeah, she did.
Was she good looking?
Yeah, fair to partly cloudy. It's a look left her. What's the difference?
Look left her.
When it's in, what's the difference? It's in. What are you going to do? God. I mean, you don't look at her face.
My God.
Just look left.
She was a look left her.
Yeah, look left. It's a good approach.
So, but how does she take advantage of you?
Well, because she wanted to go, on that. She wanted to get on that ride. It's a real rocket ship, dude. I mean, we've talked about this before. It's about precision and accuracy, But anyways, I'm pussied out.
Start off with a bang.
I'm pussied out, though. You know what I mean? It's a whole process.
Do you plan on getting married?
I gotta take a fucking
again?
Dick pill. I gotta take a fucking.
No.
It's not even the fucking.
How old are you these days?
I'm 55. With mileage.
Your birthday was a month ago.
Yeah.
Your birthday is 5 days after mine. I don't know. Aquarius.
But the thing is, it's not even. The hardest part's the process, meaning of doing the actual. Like getting them off. Meaning, I just. I'm good at when I hear these words. I can't believe I'm doing this. That's all I need to hear. It's just a thrill of the kill, bro. I'm a competitor.
You believe when the girl is saying, I can't believe I'm doing this, or you're saying
that's all. I'm never saying that.
They're saying
that? Yeah, because
they're like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm doing this. And that's all I need, But now, because I said, as I get older, first of all, I can't even, I can't get a knot. Mm-hmm. And if I do, it's like dust. I mean, what I mean? So it's like too much work.
It is a lot of work.
Plus,
you're 55. You're getting up there.
Plus, done it, been there, dude. I fucking a tattooed royalty of it. Fucking, what else is there? Now it's time to venture out and start making some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are you up to these days? What's going on in the world?
A lot of real estate, man. Mm-hmm. The market's going to go down. I'm probably going to start shorting the market. Mm-hmm. It's had a big run, so.
What does that mean, shortening the market?
Go sell, meaning what happens is the market is just a, is just an advanced, like sports betting. There's $400 billion a year bet on sports every year. So the market's just a sophisticated way of betting. I mean, mm-hmm. it's all about the juice. Mm-hmm. It's about the vig. It's about the commission, okay? So they got to run it up, and they got to run it down. And so they're going to run it down now because they've ran it up pretty high. And so it's a good time to get short and go with them because people are going to get margin calls or new, you know. And again, but you need some ammunition to play in that game, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah.
And you're also doing stuff with Rebound Finance as well, right?
Rebound Finance is we're on the verge of putting together a series deal with one of the biggest media companies in the world. Mm-hmm. We're on a trial run right now. And Rebound Finance is a great company because what it does is it helps people that are credit restrained or having, you know, difficulty with student loans. It helps them get their stuff, consolidate their debt, and mm-hmm. put them on a program.
Lenny Dykstra joining us in studio. Follow him on Twitter at Lenny Dykstra. What's up with Charlie Sheen, man? You've talked about it. There's been stories about it that Charlie's bisexual. You guys used to be friends at one point.
Yeah,
we were. It has taken a turn for the worst.
Well, I mean, until I found out he was a monster. I mean. Well, there's two things, okay. Number one, anybody that puts hands on a woman, okay, that's not acceptable to me. Mm-hmm. So I had to touch him up a little bit at the end, you know, mm-hmm. because, like, I did some research, and it's not one or two. Every single person he's been with, he's not, like, assault, like hurt. He's beat the fucking head to death almost.
Really?
And so, but like the fact that Charlie's bisexual, like that's okay. If you just be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if someone steals, they're a thief. You don't steal once, right? If someone lies, they're a liar. You know, well, I'm gonna lie one time. And you don't wake up at 30 and say, you know what, I think I'll try in the ass tonight. No, you've been getting in the ass. I mean, Corey Haim, the whole shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I wrote an op-ed, which took me 8 days to write, by the way, because I'm not too smart, but, like, I'm a grinder, you know. And I talked about the reality, and the reality is Charlie Sheen is broke right now. No money.
Really?
No money.
He was at the top of the hill. He was at probably 9 figures in the bank at one point.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, is again, when you're paying people off to keep quiet and this and that, like I told him, you can't stop it, dude. Mm-hmm. You need to get ahead of it. I got a Magic Johnson. We're ready to go public. He didn't have the courage or the ability to get out there. He would have been a hero. He mm-hmm. could have. Hollywood out there, man. They rally around you. I mean, if you're gay there, they like you're like royalty.
But I mean, why recently did this? Like, when's the last time you spoke with him?
Last time I spoke with him when he called me up and apologized, because.
How long ago was that?
A couple years. But he can't look at me. He can't face me anymore because he still won't accept the fact that he's submissive. Mm-hmm. Which I had to look that up. I think that means
a sub.
You're like the receiver, right?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, submissive.
You're submissive, yeah.
Yeah, those are words. Those are big words. So I have to go to thesaurus. But me and
submissive is not that big of a word.
Me and thesaurus are tight, bro. No, but if you read my op-ed though,
yeah,
you don't know, dude. Like this picture me writing a book, dude. The blood on the keyboards, dude. Face plants. Mm-hmm. It's a grind. Like when I play bass, everything I do is a grind, dude. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I named it. I'm doing a documentary on it, by the way.
The War Inside.
Yeah, because see, the War Inside. He couldn't come out with it. It's okay, man. It's okay. I'm not judging you.
Isn't the alleged story now is that he can be taken, or he could be could be a felony.
Oh, he's going to prison.
He had sex with girls knowingly having HIV.
More than that, man. You know, once the feds get involved, dude.
Charlie Sheen drops lawsuits. Well, the recent story, I guess, yesterday is he dropped lawsuit over tabloid's allegation that he raped Corey Haim in the 80s.
Of course he did. I know all about that. He dropped it because what happens is they have to take depositions, see? And they have to, you have to put your hand and say, I swear, do you tell the truth, the whole truth, none of the other man. So, Mr. Sheen, when's the last time you had anal sex? I mean, that's not a deposition you really want to get into, do you?
No.
I mean, that's the good stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you know?
It's not dark, it's black.
Well, what is it? Can you share?
I mean, it's whatever, like, well, did you see Pulp Fiction?
I didn't. I know what the movie is.
Well, Zed, you know, the security guard, Zed, he had Marcellus Wallace in the back, you know, plugging. But that looked like lovemaking compared to the video I saw.
There's videos out there? What is this?
Yeah, he liked to make them himself. He wanted to remember the magic, he said. He said, I own my truth. You sure the fuck do own your truth, motherfucker.
So Charlie Sheen, you're saying, allegedly has... I like that this interview, we're going to have to throw the word allegedly out a lot. That's another big word.
No, allegedly, he's HIV positive.
Well, yeah, we know that, but he has just sex tapes with guys out there that he just keeps
Look, after I saw half of it, man, it hurt to watch. I couldn't take it anymore. I'm not into that. I've never watched a porno in my life.
Never watched porn in your life?
Never.
That might be the highlight of this interview. What?
No.
I don't believe that for a second, Lenny.
I swear on everything I love. I'm normal. I'm not into, like I tell my
Everyone watches porn. No, that's not normal.
Why do I watch some guy's dick? I can't take it. Like, I tell my chicks.
But you didn't see a naked woman getting...
Nah, it's nasty, dude. They're nasty. They're broken people. Look, I tell my chicks three things. Don't tell me to pull your hair. Don't tell me to choke you. You put your finger near my ass, I'll break it off. Okay? That's the way I roll. No heckling, trick fucking, no hanging from chandeliers. You're going to know you got, you know, service. I mean, you're going to say it. One point, I can't feel my toes. It'll come back. Yeah?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around, no pun intended, that you've never watched, like, you never went on Pornhub.
Never, ever. Dude. On everything I love.
Even when you were younger, like before you played baseball.
Well, when I was younger, all I did was play baseball. I mean, I had no girlfriends. I didn't go to college. I went to turn pro.
Oh, right. You went right to pro.
I got the hell out of there. Since the day I graduated, I left. Meaning my whole life was baseball. I never had a beer until I got to the big leagues. Dude, I had one friend, dude. You know why? Somebody to play catch with. Meaning my mission was getting out of the middle. I mean, I had some, like, pipe cleaners on the side. You know what I mean?
I just don't. I
never,
like,
went to a dance.
All right, well, that's understandable. I never went to
high school.
No,
but what I'm saying is, dude, like, I didn't hang out. I didn't have no friends. I didn't want no friends.
You didn't want friends?
No, I had one to play catch with.
That was it?
That's it. What do I, like, they can't help me. So I'd ask my, here's how I lived. And here's what people should do. When you're trying to make it to the major leagues, I mean, when you have the ability to control your own destiny and you make $20-30 million, you have to ask yourself before you make any decision at the end of that, you know, before you decide, will this make me a better baseball player? And if the answer is no, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you get a guaranteed contract, it changes. The answer turns from, that's okay, we'll get it. It's not just tonight. It's a guaranteed contract. Look at what happened. Look, here's what's happening. And I noticed this year the free agency, they're holding back a little bit because
a lot of guys still not getting.
Well, they're realizing once a player hits 30, stick a fork in him. He's done.
Well, I disagree. I think that football, yes.
No, you can't disagree. You know why you can't disagree?
There's plenty of guys in their 30s.
I have the numbers. I have the charts over 10 years. You take 10 years, you take all the position players, the same pitchers. Pitchers don't count, dude. I mean, that's a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pitcher. Parents out there, you want your kid to be a star? You want him to be in the big leagues? Make him a pitcher. What a job. Even if you play every game and you're healthy, you only start 35 games. And you don't have to finish. You can give up a few runs. You don't have to hit. Mm-hmm. What a job.
No, oh, yeah.
But see, people pitchers can bury him all they want, but without him, you can't win.
Mm-hmm. Well, pitchers are living large. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, I mean, they're getting almost a million to start.
But so what? Where I'm going is
how do we get from porn to free agency?
That's how Nails.
Only on the Jake Brown Show.
That's how Nails rolls. Nails is off the rails, man.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that.
But the bottom line, Jake, is this. Here's the deal. Major League Baseball, and a lot of fans don't know this, shattered the Major League home run record this year. Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, when all of us run, like, look like Hulk Hogan out there, you know how they did it? Real easy. Because Major League Baseball knew and knows that without the drugs, balls aren't going to be fucking airporting out and flying out. So what they did, because now here's something I do know about. I don't know much about a lot about much. But what I do know about, I know a lot about. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot about private aviation. Okay. So when a plane is trying to descend and land, the flaps go down, mm-hmm. and that slows the plane down. Meaning, you know, physics, whatever the fuck it is, you know, these signs. So if a ball has no seams, okay, remember there's a record year for blisters for pitchers this year. If the ball's got no seams, the air just keeps flying. Mm-hmm. That's why you had so many guys hit 20 home runs that no one hit like 60. There was one guy that hit some, but there was all a bunch of 20 guys. So I'll tell you what I did. I had my Dodger clubhouse guy take two dozen balls that they're using this year, mm-hmm. and take a couple dozen he used like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. He has a bunch of them. Took five hitters, took them to the field. With the old balls, hit no home runs. With the new balls, they all hit five home runs.
So you think it's all in the balls?
That's just what Major League Baseball wants. Whatever mm-hmm. they want. They want to. It's like hot and cold. You want a little hotter? Turn the volume. Turn it a little. Want a little colder? You want the ball to fly a little more? Tighten it up. Put the seams out. The seams are, dude, there's no seams. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the seams, so remember, so there's nothing to stop the ball from traveling through the air.
That's true. He's speaking facts here.
No, everything's, when it comes to baseball, dude, I'll go ahead, nobody can fuck with me.
Aaron Judge was hitting plenty of those bombs last year.
He's a man child.
What do you think? You think he's like going to be the new face of the game, or is it Mike Trout's game?
He's a smart guy. He's a smart guy, but the problem is he's going to struggle. I mean, he's going to hit his bombs. He's going to take many shots. How many are going to matter, though? How many are going to have a direct effect on the game? The problem is
took them to the ALCS, and nobody thought the Yankees would get to the ALCS.
Right, but he did. He did timber. And it was a hard timber, you know, when he hit like 210 the last.
Oh, he strikes out a ton, and he'll be streaky.
He's streaky, but like I said, I met him. It's funny. I was doing an appearance in Scranton, where the Yankees AAA team is. Mm-hmm. I have a picture, actually, of me and Judge. And, dude, I look like, remember in King Kong when he has that little woman? Yeah. Dude, no. I look.
You, that was you?
With him, next to him. The guy's a man child, dude. Oh, yeah. He's huge.
How tall is he?
He's like 6'7", 6'6". No, but it's not that, dude. Everything's big.
6'7".
If you go on my Twitter, you'll see him. Dude, me, I look like I said to him, I said, damn. And he's very intelligent, by the mm-hmm. way. Speaks well.
He seems that way. Humble.
Very polite, very yeah. humble. You know, good dude. But a man child, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you call those dudes? Well, you know, Randy Johnson, I used to call the creature. You know, he looked like the creature, the lock, but see.
Oh, yeah, you look like a midget next to him.
Dude, is that crazy?
Oh, my goodness. That is, dude. It's like you're his son.
And I'm standing up on something. it's not just that. It's look at the overall size.
Yeah.
I wonder if he can go head to head with Strawberry.
Probably.
Nah, nobody can do that, bro.
I don't know.
That's a weapon, mass destruction, dude.
Do you miss those guys?
I don't miss his cock, no. I mean, but yeah, I do.
Do you
I talk to Straw.
I
talk to Doc all the time.
Really?
Every other day. And I talk to, yeah. You know,
how are they doing?
Doc, he's doing good, man. You
is
know,
Doc doing good? That's a big question mark, because everyone thinks he's back doing drugs and stuff. And
yeah, I mean, I hope he's, I mean, I'm
missing.
I worry about Doc. Doc's a good man. He's got a big heart, man.
Yeah.
I saw Straw the other day, you know, not the other day, but on a month ago, we had a big signing. Man, he looked like he still could play.
Really?
He's solid, dude.
What? You're 53, 55?
Yeah, solid, though, dude.
Doc is
53. I mean, he's still, Strawberry had the strongest hands. When you shake his hand, dude, he is. You know, he could have been a Hall of Famer. He just didn't like baseball.
Do you affiliate yourself more as a Met or as a Philly? Your better years were with the Philly, but you didn't win a World Series there. What do you consider yourself?
Well, my better years are with the Phillies, but my clutch, well, the clutch hitting that helped us win a World Series with New York and Philly. I'm a red light player, you know, and I mean, you can see the cover on my Facebook right now, and I was looking through it. I didn't even know about it. I saw this stat. I see this guy named Babe Ruth, this guy named Lou Gehrig, and then Nails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's pretty good
elite company.
Huh? No, yeah. So I said, wait a second. Then it said SportsCenter, so I said it's real.
Yeah.
So you got this guy named Babe Ruth, this other guy Lou Gehrig, and Nails.
And on the guy right here, whose wallet went missing.
Dude, my wallet. Dude, what do I do, bro? Like, I mean, I had this Indian taxi driver who was going to chop my head off in there. You know?
He was not happy.
Yeah,
luckily, we had cash. And
yeah, well, I mean, I had some, but like
dinner's on you.
Talk about empty-handed. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, like I said in the opening, it's like, no, that would be worse. Like getting like a queen, like ready and mount, but you got no blood. Well, huh? So I had no ammunition for the guy. Yeah. But so now I got to do get my license. I got to get my ID. I got to go through this process.
Yeah.
But that's how I. That's my life. That's Nails. Nothing's easy.
Back to the Mets Phillies point. I had. I don't know if you saw this, but I had Desi Rutherford on a few weeks ago. I don't know if you remember Desi, a former Philly, former Met, played every position, basically.
Yeah, he was a good utility player.
He had some rough years with the Phillies. So I asked him the same question. I said, do you feel yourself more as a Philly or another team? Because he spent the most time with the Phillies. And he went off. He said, Philly fans are trash. He had a bad experience with John Vukovich.
Awesome.
John Vukovich
is awesome.
And he kind of said,
Vukovich
is
my best friend,
so
passed away. Vukovich is dead. He had brain cancer, but
he also sucked in Philly.
Desi Rutherford can go fuck himself. And if he wants to go, bring it. You know where I'm at.
So you have the feeling you like Philly fans
because he sucked. Because he sucked. It's their fault. I mean, come on.
He said he had a bad experience. With
yeah,
John
he had a bad experience. It's called you can't fucking hit, motherfucker.
I mean, I had him on because 2001 he was great with the Mets. He had 300. He had a good year. He pitched in a game in an inning against the Padres, which was awesome. But Phillies fans just went off saying, "What is he?"
And they should
hitter.
See that's the way it works, man. In Philly, you perform, they fucking cheer you. You don't perform, then they fucking throw batteries at you. At least in New York, they only throw coins at you.
No, they throw batteries. John Rocker got a couple.
So
batteries
so the bottom line is, as a man, okay. You have to own your performance. So after each game, what I would do is I would go and sit in my locker and just take 1 minute and say to myself, okay, if I were a fan, would I have paid money to watch me play? Mm-hmm. And every time but once, I said the answer was yes.
What was the one time?
Oh, nightmare, bro. Okay, so at the end of my career, with Fergosi's managing, you know, Fergosi, great, good dude, but he's, you know, he was like me. He ran the streets, you know. It's funny how I'd be coming in at 5 in the morning, they'd be going to breakfast, get two hits, score three runs. It's all good. It's a joke. It's all funny. Mm-hmm. Pull a few overs ain't so funny. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so he started giving me Sunday day games off after Saturday night games as I got older. So we're
because
in Florida.
You were going out? Or
well, I'm just getting, I was older, you know. He gave me a rest when he'd rest me. And, it, and that was a pattern. So we're in Florida. That's before they have the dome. And, you know, like talk about, like, heat and humidity. So I got, you know, Saturday, I get hammered. I'm not playing Sunday. I walk in the clubhouse. And I'm looking, I'm leaning off. And the office in the office in Florida was right there. Pregosi's looking at me like, suck on that, bitch. So I said, oh, fuck, man. Like, what am I going to do? There's not enough. I can't. There's not enough shit I could take. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, I said, I got it. I got him again. I'm going to get run. Eric Reg was behind the dish. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to get run. I'm going to get thrown out. Mm-hmm. They think he got me. He ain't got me. First pitch right down the middle. Strike. I turn around. What the fuck, you fat motherfucker? You fucking you want a cheeseburger? Da, da, da. No, I mean, I got in his grill, dude, like harder than you ever know. And he said, Lenny, I already know. Jimmy already told me. If I'm going to be out here in this heat for 2.5 hours, you're going to be out here in this heat for 2.5 hours. So for Ghost, he was ahead of the curve, dude. He knew my plan, see? So I ended up getting a double that night, that day. And I almost died out there, dude. Really? Like, I couldn't get air. I was taking fucking pill, everything. Like, who knows what kind of concoction. And, like, I panicked when I got to second. Mm-hmm. I said, I wonder if anybody's ever died hitting a double in baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the shortstop's trying to talk to me. Shut the fuck up. Breathe. Just breathe. Huh. You know, because... breathe. And so I lived through that double. Mm-hmm. I lived through a lot of shit, actually.
You definitely did. You're still living. What? When? How much longer do you think you'll live? 25 years?
No, dude. I live. I die when I want to die. See, but I'm probably gonna be assassinated.
John Wilkes Booth.
No, by the federal government.
Really?
Oh, I got. Well, come on, dude. You think I went to jail because I broke a law? You don't even know what I want. You don't. I got J.P. Morgan. I got judges. They put me in jail to keep me my mouth shut. Come on. But the story's got to come out. If I don't get assassinated, you know what I'm doing? I already filed the papers. Nails and you get nailed to the cross. No, dude. And then the people pay money. So it'll take me about 4 days, I think, to punt, you know? So they watch me suffer. Nails, crucified like JC.
It's gonna be a Netflix special.
It's a good
Nails gets crucified.
Nails nailed to the cross. What do you think? About 4 days? I
don't know. But
this freaking.
I would show up. I would show support.
Nails, man.
If that's how you want to go, man. I mean, everyone has their own way.
No, but they're gonna. You'll see, and they're good too. Like you'll be walking. Maybe you're walking. All of a sudden, where's Lenny? Drop. It's right, they're dead eyes, dude. No, the guy's got some suit on. It's like the movies.
Yeah.
You know, he's up in some corner. He's smooth. He walks. He doesn't run, but he walks briskly. He's got an Armani suit on, his case, scope. Where's Nails?
And then, you got it all planned out.
And then what happens is then everyone goes out there and says, oh, he's a good guy, this and that. And they all walk away and they go on with their lives. See, so you have to be a factor. See, the people that 85% of the people out there, they get up, go to their miserable job, get back in their car, drive home to their miserable wife, eat her shitty food, they don't fuck, get up in the morning and do it again. That's their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because That's all they don't see. They want what I have, but they don't have the balls to risk it. You see. Now with risk comes reward, but with reward comes risk. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, but remember though, Jake, I told you, before was always going for the touchdowns. Now I'm okay with first downs. Just moving the chains, bro.
What is your idea in today's age of getting a first down? Like, what are you up to?
Oh, a lot of stuff, man. I'm getting ready to do a new reality show.
You said that last time. Is this actually happening?
Yeah, it is. And this one's called Nails Nation. So I'm going to be like that dude from CNN, you know, he travels around restaurants or whatever, cities. What's his name? Bourdain or something?
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. So I'm going to go stadium to stadium, talk with the fans, go to the pubs. You know, I got a little sizzle reel. It's pretty powerful.
And it's happening.
Where's
it going to be?
Well, the first one's going to be at City Field.
All right. Well, I got to be next there for that. I got to get on this
next one will be
special.
Next one will be at Philly. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. Sorry about that. So it's the part you can't write. It's my engagement with people that is what will help these miserable people check out for an hour. They just need to check out for an hour. And I give them hope too. Because remember, dude, they cheered me on the way up, but once you start making the money and cheered that so much, so on the way down, I not only fell, I fell further than them. So misery loves company. But then I fucking fought back, dude.
Do you feel like you're still fighting back? I mean, you have plenty of naysayers.
Oh, yeah. Haters? You got to have the haters, though, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, everything I do.
But what else is going to go on? Because didn't you give your MLB pension to your wife? That's what you said to your ex-wife? That's what you said in the book.
I did, man. It's up to like 10 grand.
Do you regret
doing
that?
No, because, okay, so that's actually a good point you touch on because... Because
that's easy money every month that's going in your bank to do nothing.
Tax-free.
Tax-free, right. Even better. That's, what, 100 grand a year?
There's pieces of my body spread all over the National League, man.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, the public doesn't understand how important it is for a player to have a good partner. Meaning, if you have a wife that's like Inspector Clouseau and always dragging and ragging, the player carries it onto the field. But if you have a wife that understands the lifestyle, so she was a great wife. My I'm going to use a big word here. Why should my transgressions, it's T-R-A-N-G-E-S-S-I-O-N-S.
T-R-E, yeah.
Why should my transgressions, why should she have to suffer for my decisions? So it's actually, it felt better giving that to her than buying a Maybach, a plane.
But you did that before you went to jail. You agreed to give her the money before that.
Yeah, the cooler, before I went to the cooler.
The cooler, yeah.
Yeah, I was in the cooler, man. They took put me in a cage for a couple of years. I had to become, I read this guy's book named Daniel Silva, and his character was an Israeli spy named Gabriel Allen. So I became Gabriel Allen in there. So now I'm a spy. Now I'm actually an assassin now.
But you get out of the cooler, and the book does well. You make money from the book. But when you're not having that MLB pension come in, you got to do a lot of stuff on your own and figure out how to make ends meet. Am I right?
Yeah, I got some good stuff happening, though. I mean, I've done a lot of real estate deals. I got a big development going. Money's paper, bro. Simply exchange from one hand to another. It's easy to make.
So you're not struggling financially?
Nah, if I want to make some money, I mean, I go to the grocery store and service, you know, probably, you know, and I'll give them a discount rate if it's late, you know. No. On a serious note, I have a development going. I have a lot of stuff going on. I have the answer for Uber, too. See, they need me.
Why is that? What's the answer?
Because, see, I have a way to give them plausible deniability. Uber is nothing more than a glorified dispatch company. Without the driver on the other end, never in the history of this country has there ever been a company that's been so dependent on its workforce. So 99.9% of Uber is the drivers. They bring the car, they bring the gas, they bring the liability, they bring everything. We need to fire him? Mm-hmm. So the drivers, before some do-gooder like Sir Richard Branson brings them all together and then rips their eyeballs out and skull fucks them to death, okay, they should form their own, you know, plan and retire, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it's just a matter of time. We both know it. As we're sitting here today, we're going to know. We'll remember this. Someone's bringing them drive. Dude, they're 99. Without the drivers, you got nothing. Mm-hmm. So when they come together, they're going to stick it in. That's Charlie.
Hmm. All right. Well, all right, let's switch topics here because we don't have too much time left. What do you think of the Mets this season? You said before you think they have a shot to win the division. Just give me your outlook on this season.
Well, I actually give Sandy Alderson credit, which is something I haven't done in a while.
And Terry's gone, too. And we talked last year about Terry being the problem. I love Mickey Callaway. He's a
No, I love him because number one, he was with my boy Tito. So you know he's fucking popping pills and all kinds of shit. So I love that shit. But no, I don't know what he does. But I know he's been in baseball.
He's a good-looking dude.
And he's a winner.
Charlie Sheen would be a fan of Mickey Callaway.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. No, I never knew any about that. He kept that shit hidden, dude. It was dark, you know. That's another day. Hey, but I'm doing a docuseries. It's called Fall from Power, Hollywood's Elite Exposed. First one's Sheen. Next one's Bill Cosby. Next one's Pick'em.
Did you know Bill Cosby?
Fuck, no. Okay. I mean, who? Like, what's he? What's he on? Who wants to like put a chick out, like, pass him out? What kind of My whole deal is the thrill of getting them off. Mm-hmm. How do you get someone who's passed out off? what a weird guy.
Yeah.
Like Kung Fu. Mm-hmm. Kung Fu. The dude liked to get choked. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He couldn't.
Well, some people, I'll say this, some girls and some people aren't into that.
So. Oh, no, dude, no.
It's not for everyone. It's clearly not for Lenny. Porn isn't for Lenny.
No, I'm a missionary man, bro.
You stick to the original.
No, I'm a missionary man, but don't worry. This
happened from me mentioning Mickey Callaway's good looking, by the way.
No, but Mickey Callaway, though, I like the way he went outside and didn't hire, I mean, if he would have hired Robin Ventura, oh, my God. Just the thought of him and Nolan Ryan, I can't take it every time I think of it.
Why? What's
the vision of... What do you mean, why? Robin? What do you mean? He ran out there with his panties on. I mean, Robin Ventura. Oh, honey. I mean, this is New York, man. Yeah. This is New York, man.
So you like Mickey. So
well, I like it because he went outside and didn't hire the typical guy. And so I give Sandy Alderson credit, and I think that if the staff stays healthy, because, you know, pitching is the key, you know, then they definitely will be in it. And, you know, again, you got Washington that's going to be good, of course. But there's some holes there, too. So I can see the Mets finishing up, you know, 1-2, you know, depending. If they're healthy.
Yeah, if healthy. I mean, they have enough starters. Now, Vargas is already hurt. If Vargas can... It's his glove hand, so it seems like he won't be out too long.
Well, if he is, he's a pussy. I mean, what do you need your glove hand for? Your pitcher.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, one dude pitched without a hand.
Yeah, exactly, Jim Abbott. Yeah.
Why? He didn't have an arm.
Yeah. And so was the football player, Shaquem Harris or whatever, and he's playing with one arm.
The guy was fucking hurling in the big leagues without a when we had no wing.
Yeah.
Missing a wing.
And that's the Mets. That's their six. I mean, they have six starters with Vargas.
And Vargas is good, too.
Vargas will be the third guy. I think you got two lefties.
And then you got
too.
That good closer, that young closer they got at the end of the year. That guy will end up
close. Yeah.
He'll close. He watched.
I'm not a huge fan of Familia still as a closer. Ramos and then Swarzak. They talk highly of Swarzak.
I'm not a fan of Familia either.
They have Blevins. So they have Blevins, Ramos, Familia, Swarzak. They have four very good relievers.
I think it was a good move bringing Blevins back, man. He's solid.
I like him.
Yeah. But see, my problem with the Mets, though, is Cedeño. Or what's his name? What's the guy's name?
Cedeño.
Or whatever the guy is. Who? No, the guy that got all the money.
Cespedes.
Some C. Starts with a C.
Cespedes, yeah.
The guy, he's so fucking lazy and a dog. No.
You're not wrong.
No. If I was in that clubhouse, I'd kick his ass. I mean, this guy had a chance hit for the cycle in San Diego, bro. Meaning pristine weather. It's like fucking, people have no idea the difference playing there opposed to here. He's got the hardest. He's got the homer. He's got the triple. He's got the double. It's the seventh inning. He only needs a single. He pulls himself out of the game for the cycle.
What? I don't remember that exact situation, but.
That's it. Look, bro.
That's gonna be the cover of this episode right there. A screenshot of that.
But you know what I mean? Like, how do you do that? But anyway, well,
he can be lazy, and he gets hurt a lot. That's the issue, because he's always golfing. He says he's not going to golf during the season this year.
So. Back to the guarantee contract.
Yeah, as soon as they paid him, that's why no one paid him.
As soon as they paid him,
he only played half the season.
Look at all guaranteed contracts. 90%. Okay, 90% of the people that sign guaranteed contracts for more than 3 or 4 years perform much worse than they did before that contract.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called the human factor.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of wrestling with a bitch, like when you're on a contract here, like at 2 o'clock, if I didn't lock it up, out, go. Mm-hmm. See the door? That's the door. Turn the handle left. You follow the exit signs. Okay, then hit the elevator. You hit down. Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the contract year. Now, no contract year, you wrestle that bitch till 4 or 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. You got the guaranteed juice.
Yeah, and he made what? It was $22.5 million a year. They gave him $25 million.
So
he's set. And that's the problem a little bit with baseball. It's not like the NFL, but it's also the NFL's problem is they're not guaranteeing everyone.
Well, it is a problem with baseball. And see, what happened is the union is so good and so powerful. The way they set it up, you get paid for what you did, and by the time you're getting paid, you're on the end of your career.
There needs to be more incentive-based contracts like there is in the NFL in baseball.
But the union, they've locked it up. I mean, so again, you know, you have your rare. There's certain guys, but you got to remember, man, there's a human factor involved. It's kind of like Uber. What makes Uber so strong? The human factor. The fact you know you're paying, but the fact you don't have to reach in your pocket and give money.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to say about that. Like it makes you feel. It's a great business model. Same thing with guaranteed contracts, meaning when you know you're getting the money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just
relax.
Well, and look at the numbers, I'll prove it. I'm a numbers guy. When I played baseball, everything was about the numbers. Math, in fact, life is about math. Math is about, life comes down to math,
mm-hmm.
You know? Like how many chicks, okay, what number are we on now?
What number are you on now, would you say, in your life?
I don't know, dude.
What do you think? What's a guesstimate? Will Chamberlain is that had 20,000.
I saw Wilt at one of my parties, man. You know, he was sitting in a chair, and I'm not kidding.
He had a chicken in his lap.
I'm not kidding. No. He's sitting in a chair. His knees. I was standing up to his knees, and like, and I said, Wilt, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about all the girl women. I want to know how the fuck you scored 100 points in a game.
Yeah, it's the guys were so much smaller.
He said, you know why? Because that was the baddest motherfucker to ever play.
That's what he said?
He's bad, dude.
Oh, yeah. He knew it, so he could say that.
Hey,
Cox. When you're doing that and banging 8 chicks a night.
Cox strong, bro.
Could
play basketball.
What's your number? Take a guess. How many women have you banged in your life?
Well, it's not so much banging. I'm a very gentle.
You've said this. You like to.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes we have to, you know, take it to the base, you know.
Well, so probably, second base and beyond.
No, take it to the base.
Extra base about, hits. How many extra base hits?
No, I'm talking about to the base so they know where it's at. See, Strong can't do that. He's never got it all the way in. He told me that. He said, I said, can you get that? There's parts. There's body parts. Can you get it in there? He said, no. But it's a hammer, dude. But me, I don't know how many.
1,000?
You know, probably.
4 figures, you think?
Come on.
All right, we got a couple.
That's an insult, bro.
More? 5 figures? Come on, buddy. That's 5 is just, that's ridiculous.
Well,
10,000 women.
Well, if you're going to count on, no, I'm not saying I did that, no. But if you're going to act like Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, he said. By the way, Monica Lewinsky DM'd me the other day.
What? And said what?
I said, no bent crank here.
She did not DM you.
What do you mean?
Pull out your phone. All right, we're pulling up Monica Lewinsky DMing.
No bent crank here, dude.
Now, you've hit on a few women on Twitter, I've seen.
No, well, the one chick caused a big stir, the ugly one, who said, I'm warning you for baseball
players. Lena Dunham?
Yeah, Lena Dunham, a man-hater,
dude.
Did
you DM her?
You know, well, she said, I'm at a baseball game. And like they make me baseball players make me horny, so I hit her. I saw her to say that. I said DM me, and there it went, bro.
She DM'd you?
Yeah, of course.
If that's the case, we have to see.
Oh, dude, what else you want to see?
I don't know.
Got, I mean, the bottom line is
I want to see Lena Dunham and I want to see Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky, no bent crank here, though. I said, you know, because remember when they had Clinton, our president. Our president, dude, they're asking chicks to describe his cock. What the fuck was that? What? No. Okay, here.
I have to see it. After this, we're going to wrap up because we got
But, dude, you got to see.
We might have to put it up to the camera. which is that the camera right here?
There you go, bro. Oh, it's still whining. Sorry about this. There's so much talent on here.
Still,
hey, you know who's following me? Donny Osmond.
Really?
Donny Osmond.
I want to see Monica Lewinsky. How old is she now? She's probably.
She's got some mileage.
She's 44. Not that bad.
She has some mileage, but hold on. Let me see. Let me load up on the internet here. See, it's loading still. This is new i10. It sucks dick. It's got no spot, no button. But I shouldn't say that because I might be doing something for Apple here pretty quick. But anyway, let's keep talking while I pull her up. And then it was Glenn Close's birthday yesterday.
Oh, there you go. All right.
You know what I mean?
We have to see the DM.
But you know what I mean?
What? Wink, wink. Nudge. Glenn Close. She's
big,
on a
big Mets fan.
Oh. Oh, Glenn and Lenny.
No, don't. There's no bail. No
dynamic duo.
No. Well, no.
All right.
Okay, so, here we go, bro. All
right, here we come.
See, we got action. Here we come. Here. Every time I've heard
you
that.
Have no idea how to work your damn phone, Lenny.
Yeah, you know, every time I've heard that. Yeah, I do. No, it's just loading up. See,
we got like or 3 minutes.
Yeah, but look, dude. See, there's my boy Nicholson. Where's old Nails? And now. See, it's not logging into your.
You shouldn't need the Wi-Fi, but all right. Well, we'll show later.
Hold on. What? There you go, bro. It's something this Tim West off.
You
dude.
Just said it was the other day.
Not the other day. Oh. No, it's like a DM'd every day.
And what did she say? Was she trying to take a ride on the rocket? Like.
No, she just said, "What's up?" You know, like what's going on? You know,
right,
but
we'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it'll come up though. Right. Remember, it's like everything else. Now the blood doesn't flow as fast.
I know that. All right, so we'll be on the lookout for the reality show.
I'm pissed. You know why? You want to be on the lookout?
You'll be at Citi Field in April.
Yeah, I'll be there, but. The bottom line is at the end of the day, life is all about engagement. Okay, it's all about personality and entertaining, and having something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give people hope, because mm-hmm. without hope you're fucked.
That's true.
If you don't have nothing to look forward to, you're doomed. So if I could come back from where I've come, then that gives them. The people out there are a reason to know that they can do it too, you know, because you don't have to be miserable. Mm-hmm. You can be happy. There's you got your health, you got everything. Mm-hmm. See, I can buy a lot of shit with my money. Never can buy time though. Mm-hmm. We can't buy time.
Wise words right there.
Yes, it's not for sale, bro. Remember.
All right, we got to go. But Lenny, always good having you. Again, if you haven't read his book, by the way, it's a good book. So make sure
it's a great book.
You read the book as well.
And you don't even know about the blood, sweat, and tears. Like, talk about a war. Blood on the keyboards, face plants. Thesaurus and I became like best friends.
And I'm sure someone helped put that together.
Well, I had a ghostwriter. I fired him.
Really?
Yeah. I called my editor a year into the book and I said, there's going to be a change. You know, we're not on the same page. I can't. So I fired my ghostwriter. I'm writing the motherfucker myself. And he got quiet. I said, Peter, great editor. He's got more bestsellers than anyone on the planet. It's worth HarperCollins. Stick with me. I guarantee I'll get you a bestseller. And he did, and I got him a bestseller.
There you go. Lenny, good seeing you again. Good coming in.
Appreciate thanks for having me, man. Time goes fast here.
It does. We could talk for hours.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes when you're with a rough chick, time goes slow, you know?
I know
so
that.
So you know what I do now? I just say it's not going to work, and I say good to meet you, and I leave.
Immediately, right off the bat.
Well, there's no, because it, remember back to
no attachment.
The time thing.
Yeah. Time is money.
Time, you can't buy it, bro.
True.
You can't buy it. See, and Father Time, we're getting like just some mileage on me now.
Yeah.
You know.
True.
But the, you have the Met hat working.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Next week, baby. Opening day. It'll be my 16th straight opening day with my dad.
Yeah.
Father-son tradition.
That's awesome.
Since 03. And this year will be 53 degrees, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
It'll warm up a little bit from today. It's 35 and freezing.
So anyway, I wish you luck. I know that you have one more show here. Yeah. And
thank you.
But you're good at what you do, so you'll talent always rises to the top, bro.
I agree.
That's how it works in this world.
Yeah.
Somehow it always finds its way to the top, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the people aren't talented, they get exposed.
Mm-hmm.
They get sent to their room. They gotta go to their room.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you
appreciate
you,
it.
Well, you got options, bro.
Yeah, I hope so. Good seeing you again.
Yeah, and right. Understand some...
Close out on this.
Kangaroo, man. It's the best dick pill on the planet.
Oh, my God.
No, don't fuck that Cialis and my Irish shit. Kangaroo, dude.
Shameless plug for Kangaroo.
No headaches, and it's good. It's good. It's good.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
It's wood coming back at you. The when you're younger.
Oh my.
So, anyways,
all right. That's it.
We're done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.